of Senla at 88.1.
Join us as we open our Bibles, hearts, and minds to be blessed by the Word of God as Dr. Joshua Joy Dara, Senior Pastor of Zion Hill Church Family, gives us insight into the gospel in plain English.
Welcome to the Zion Hill Church Family Broadcast, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Nestled in the vibrant community of Pineville, Louisiana, under the compassionate leadership of Pastor Joshua Joy Dara, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's Z-I-O-N-H-I-L-L.com. Now, let's join the broadcast already in progress.
Open your Bible to the book of Job, chapter 22. Thank you, choir, for your ministry. You were singing so good, Deacon Walla got up. I knew then you were singing. Amen. You know, I've been watching you. It's just, I have a pastor here. He them Tom Pentecostal, man. He was just shouting. Amen. Between Reverend Reed and Reverend Dayton Williams, I said, man, this is good. I said, the Holy Ghost is here today. We thank God. He's worthy of our praise. The book is Job, chapter 22, verse number 28. Thanks to those of you that helped to hold the fort while I was gone. We appreciate you, Pastor Kofi. Job chapter 22, verse 28. Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. And the light shall shine upon thy ways. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father and our God, we are grateful for this beautiful day. Somebody say, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go to church. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence here. Thank you for all of our friends and loved ones that are gathered. Thank you for the love of Christ that brought all of us together. Now, bread of heaven, feed us till we want no more. Glorify yourself in this house. Prepare our heart to receive your word. Minister to our spirit man. There are questions in the house. Lord, I pray for answers. Lord, I thank you that lives will be changed. Your name will be magnified. I thank you for the progress of this church. Even in the midst of construction, we are still rejoicing. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I want to speak briefly on the subject titled, There's a Miracle in Your Mouth. If you don't hear anything else, grab hold of that topic. There is a miracle in my mouth. As I study the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, one thing that I notice is how many times Jesus opened his mouth to speak, even while he was on the cross. We have a way of talking about seven sayings of Jesus Christ. Some churches will call it seven last sin. But I want us, before we take the communion today, that we embrace a simple principle that God expects you and me to use our mouth.
Amen.
He is our mentor. Don't just take the bread and drink the cup. Let's learn some of the values that he left for us. He spoke some profound revelation. And I believe with all my heart, if you and I will speak, the devil will run. In that subject, there is a miracle in your mouth. There are two key words in that topic. Number one, miracle. Number two, your mouth. My mouth. What is a miracle? I just don't want to assume that everybody knows what a miracle is. My brothers, my sister, a miracle is any extraordinary event that manifests in your life. It's a divine intervention. God himself showing up in your life. When we notice a divine intervention in human affairs, we call that a miracle. Ladies and gentlemen, when you see people rushing to see Jesus, it wasn't because he was such a great teacher. The truth be told, there were many rabbis in his days. But what set him apart, in addition to being a great teacher, it was the miracles. Ladies and gentlemen, everywhere he went, he was doing good. You remember, he went to a wedding and turned water into wine. Am I still in the book? You remember 10 lepers saw him coming. They asked for help. And amazingly, they were all cleaned. Of course, you remember how he used 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed how many people? 5,000 people. And that's just counting men. And they have baskets, 12 leftovers. You know, I'm trying to suggest to you, our God is a God of miracles. Can I have an amen? Anybody that can walk on water is a miracle walking God. He was so good at it. People that are dead, he could raise them up. That's why people, the Bible says, the multitude followed him. The good news, ladies and gentlemen, is that your God, my God, is a miracle-working God. Can I have an amen? Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, many of you are here. Some of you are at home, live streaming. Some of you are going to be hearing this on radio. Some of you are going to be watching on television. You need a miracle in your life. Am I right about it? I don't know about you. I need a miracle in my life. You need it in your health. You need it in your home. Am I right about it? Some of us need a miracle in our job. Do I have a witness? You need it in your marriage. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I don't know about you, that's something to shout about. That is why I can say to you, there is a miracle in your mouth. The Bible put it this way in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. They said, the word you speak is either life or death. So if you learn to speak life, signs and wonders will follow you. Are you still here? What you speak every day is either positive or negative. You are either speaking life or you're speaking death. You're either speaking peace or you are speaking poison. Some people speak so much poison every day, and they're destroying their own miracles. You know, I'm suggesting to you, according to the word of God, your words has creative power. When you speak something out of your mouth, you are giving that something you say the right to come to pass. So if you keep saying, I don't feel good, you're giving that sickness the right to manifest in your life. So it's one thing to believe that you're healed. But when you say, I am healed, that's what releases the healing to come to pass. Are you still here? It's not enough for you to believe you're blessed. Most of you here, if you're hanging around this ministry long enough, you would have learned that you're already healed. You would have learned that you are highly favored. You would have known that you are really a blessed man or a blessed woman. But one songwriter said, I remember Sister Story used to sing this song. It's not enough for you to believe you're blessed. The woman said, let me hear you say, I am blessed. The difference is in your saying. Until you learn to recognize the miracles in your mouth, and you begin to decree and declare what you want for yourself, what you want for your family, what you want for your children, what you want for your job, for your future, the devil will have a field day in your life. Ladies and gentlemen, but when you get to the point that you not only believe you're blessed, you go around speaking to the airwaves, I am blessed. I am highly favored. my body is healed. All of a sudden, angels go to work. Because the Bible says in Hebrews 1:14, they hearken, that's right, Pastor, to the word of God. Are you still here? Ladies and gentlemen, not only will angels go to work on your behalf, grace will find you. The favor of God will track you down. So the miracle is in your sin. You can think positive. You can believe the impossible. But nothing happens until you see it. The miracle, I said, where? It's in your mouth. If I were you, I would begin to police what you say. Amen, somebody. There is power in your mouth. There is healing in your mouth. There is freedom in your mouth. There is deliverance in your mouth. Even you cannot get saved until you say something. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, there's a miracle in my mouth. Say like you mean it. Neighbor, there's a miracle in my mouth. So if you're fighting any sickness this morning, notice it's easy for you and me to be talking about the diagnosis and the prognosis. That's why you find yourself telling people, I got cancer. You go around telling people. See, people in America are too smart for themselves. You go around telling people, I got leukemia. And then all the demons heard you. All they need to do is to bring it to pass. Because that's what you've been saying with your mouth. When you speak like that, you're calling more sicknesses, more disease to manifest, to take ownership of your body. You need to change your tune. What did I say? Amen. Joel chapter 3 verse 10 says, let the weak say,
I am strong.
I'm strong. So you're not lying to yourself. You are obeying the word of God. The Bible says when you find yourself weak, don't stay in agreement with weakness. Instead, decree and declare with your mouth that you are strong. I'm not asking you to deny the fact. What I'm asking you to do is to say what God said. To be in agreement with the word of God. Amen. So go on the offense when there is pain in your body. Say with confidence, I am healed. By his stripe, I am healed. Some of you will say, but Brother Pastor, but what about the report I got from the doctor? You need to know the doctor is just trying his best or her best. At the end of the day, the Bible says, whose report you going to believe? I don't know about you. I choose to believe the report of the Lord. Again, I say, let the weak say, I am strong. What is the message today? There is a miracle in your mouth. There's a miracle waiting to be released in our mouths this morning. There's a miracle waiting to be published. You know, when you write a book, it's not enough for you to have the transcript. You got to publish that book. There is a miracle in your mouth waiting to be published. You need to purpose it in your heart that the next publication from your mouth is going to be good news. Amen, somebody. Every day you need to declare and decree, because the Bible said if you decree a thing, you know what I mean by a thing? Anything. What you decree shall be established. So if I were you, especially if you're a member of this church, this church ought to be sickness free. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Your man of God came years ago and said, your struggling days are over. Amen. You need to embrace this biblical principle, because we know in our knowing that our God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You need to put that in your mouth. Every day you need to decree and declare, I am free. I am healed. I am blessed. I am anointed. I am appointed. I am destined for greatness. People will see you, they say, oh, she's full of herself. But nobody knows like you know what God has done for you. Every time you say you are healed, things begin to change. There's a realm called the spirit realm. Long before you can see it in the physical, changes is taking place in the spirit realm. And if you keep on saying it, and you keep on saying it, what you say, the Bible says, you shall have what you say. So make it a practice. Every 24 hours, prophesy over your own future. It don't matter what demon is standing by. They got to run. Prophesy over your situation. I remember when David faced Goliath. He did not face Goliath with a closed mouth. I know religion will always tell you about the slingshot. It was not the slingshot that killed Goliath. It was the miracle in David's mouth. David said with his mouth, you blink and blinking, I whoop your... You got to understand what is going on. David said, today I will feed your ignorant head. That's right, Reverend. He never closed his mouth. The miracle was in his mouth. And you know what happened? He defeated the giant. Guess what David did? He released his victory through his mouth. Maybe you're here today and you have a giant in your life. Giant of sickness. Giant of poverty. Here you are, you're working 2-3 jobs and still struggling. giant of depression, giant of pain. What you need to do today, my brother, my sister, like David, announce your victory. Announce to that giant, I will defeat you. I will whoop you. Yes, all right to say, I'll whoop your behind. It may not be King's English, but the devil understands. He gets the message. Don't let the devil have the last say in your life. And don't wait for other people to see what you see. Are you listening to me? Notice David did not have the support of his own brothers. Am I still in the book? As far as the brothers were concerned, David was nobody. Notice that David don't even have the support of his own daddy. As far as his daddy is concerned, he's a lowdown. Nobody. Ladies and gentlemen, even the king have no confidence. The problem is that you're busy waiting for somebody. Follow me as I follow Christ. If I have to wait on all the pastors in town to agree with me, nothing will get done around here. But there comes a time that you have to say, I'll go if I have to go by myself. And when God sees that you step out of the boat, all of heaven will back you up. David went in the name of the Lord. And you know what happened? He won the battle. Ladies and gentlemen, nobody encouraged him. Nobody supported him. But he was willing to speak miracle through his mouth. So if you're here and you can't find nobody to agree with you, do like David. Let the words of your mouth and the meditation of your heart be on the same page. And if your heart and your mouth can agree, heaven will hear your cry. Amen. So if you hear, you believe, you're going to build a house. Make up your mind. Decree and declare it. If you believe you're going to get a new car, everybody might tell you, you cannot. They might give you a million reasons why you're not going to make it. But if you know in your knowing, you believe in your heart, and you don't doubt what you believe, the Bible says you will have what you say. Am I still in the book? I remember we were trying to build phase one. You see, this is our phase one here. Guess how it come to pass? By saying it. I didn't bring millions of dollars. All I had, the miracle was in my mouth. Church, we're going to build. We're going to build. We had no money. We had no loan. But the building is now standing. Tell your neighbor, the miracle is in your mouth. We decided to build phase two, the building next door. Deja vu again. We didn't have money. Are you all see here? I mean, the trick is so simple. Your mouth is what billions of dollars. If you would learn to just open it, recognize the miracle in your mouth, and decree and declare it, all of heaven will back you up. Are you all still here this morning? You keep declaring your dreams, not what the expert says. Are you listening to me? I was traveling yesterday in Atlanta, Georgia. I ran into Martin Johnson. And he said, I gave you his name so you can talk to him. He said, you guys were building when it was 9/11 and nobody's building. No bank giving any loan. And we bankers thought you are crazy. Those were his words. But I don't see trouble. I saw a miracle in my mouth. God is big enough to pay your bills. Oh, I wish somebody would get the money. God is big enough to heal your body. Oh, I wish I had me a witness. God is big enough to bring you out of every trouble. The Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, he would deliver you out of them all. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? What is my secret? Tell your neighbor, the Lord is with me. The Lord is with me. He walks with me. He talked with me. He woke me up this morning. He feed my children. He made a way out of no way. The Lord will make a way. When you get to the point that you know that you know, no devil can talk you out of what you know. That is why we sing in this church, even with no dime in our pocket. And we go around and say, the Lord will make a way somehow. When beneath the cross I bow. How can you say that? He will make a way. Let him have your burden now. Hey! When the Lord gets down so heavy, the weight is all upon your back. We know something. There's a sweet lift you alone. He will prepare a table before you. bless him. Praise him right now. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Thank you for making a way. Thank you for healing my body. Thank you for touching me right now. Thank you for watching over my children. Thank you for watching over my job. When the enemy comes like a flood, the Spirit of God is coming. Everybody stand together. We're going to pray. If you're here, we're getting ready to take the Holy Communion. If there's any area that you need a covering, I don't need to know the details. You don't need to know my details. But the Bible says, if you will confess me before men and women of this world, I will confess you before my Father who is in heaven. You know the secret of saying? It's very simple. God gave you 7 holes in your head. In case you don't know, there's 2 in your eyes. There's 2 in your ears. There's 2 in your nostril. But you got 1 mouth. All you need is 1 slingshot. You just need your mouth. There's a miracle in your mouth. So if you're here today, say, Lord, I need your help. You're the one that God sent me to find your way to the altar right now. Hallelujah. Somebody else is coming. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the miracle. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Somebody else is coming. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. Our God is God. No support, no encouragement. But David said, if nobody encouraged me, I'm going to encourage myself.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's zionhill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church family.
For me, oh Lord, do it for me. Oh Lord, if you don't do it, it just won't be done. So Lord. Sometimes I get desperate and I say like this, I say, Lord, fix it for me. Anybody know that only God can do it? Oh, fix it for me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Because, Lord, I have a problem that only you can solve. So, Lord, do it for me. Can y'all play that for me?
Clap your hands if you need God. God to do something right now. Come on, say, God, I need you to do it right now. God, I need you to do it right now.
Join the Zion Hill Church family for an unforgettable family and friends weekend celebration Friday, March 15th through the 17th. This three-day celebration will begin with a free concert on Friday, March 15th featuring Zaccardi Cortez.
Lord, do it for me.
Doors open at 5 p.m. and there are 100 VIP $25 meet and greet passes available at zionhill.com. On Saturday, come enjoy The Color Purple at the Zion Hill Theater. Movie starts at 6 p.m. And Sunday, March 17th, two dynamic worship services, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m., with breakfast at 9. Join Zion Hill Family and Friends Weekend Celebration, Friday, March 15th through the 17th at Zion Hill Church Family, 312 Hunter Street in Pineville. For more info, call 318-704-6900. Visit them on Facebook, zionhill.com, or the Zion Hill app.
Just for me. Woo! Found myself in darkness, but Lord, you rescued me. No better love than what comes from you. Looking over my life, I found this to be true. Lord, you've been good to me.
somebody, just say, he's been good. Good to me. You want to look at somebody and say, he's been better to me than I've been to myself. And I don't know why he do it, but he keeps on blessing me. And he do it over and over again. Over and over again. Over and over again. You've been good to me. Son, can y'all play that for me?
You've been good to
join the Zion Hill Church family for an unforgettable family and friends weekend celebration Friday, March 15th through the 17th. This three-day celebration will begin with a free concert on Friday, March 15th featuring Zacardi Cortez.
Lord, do it for me.
Doors open at 5 p.m. and there are 100 VIP $25 meet and greet passes available at zionhill.com. On Saturday, come enjoy The Color Purple at the Zion Hill Theater. Movie starts at 6 p.m. And Sunday, March 17th, two dynamic worship services, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m., with breakfast at 9. Join Zion Hill Family and Friends Weekend Celebration, Friday, March 15th through the 17th at Zion Hill Church Family, 312 Hunter Street in Pineville. For more info, call 318-704-6900. Visit them on Facebook, zionhill.com, or the Zion Hill app.
Zion.
You don't know what I've been through. Let me share my story with you. All the things that he brought me through. My stormy days and my rainy days. You don't know all the tears I've cried. The things I've kept bottled up inside. Trying my best to be strong. Waiting on God and holding on. You don't know what I had to endure. And you wonder why I'm so sure. 'Cause my Father never lets me die. Situation didn't change, never changed, but just when I felt like it was the end, you came and you did it again.
Just don't know.